Welcome to The Good Goddess Show, a weekly podcast for women who are fed up, are feeling bloated and tired. I'm your host, Kezia Hall, holistic nutritionist and all-around health geek. Let's dive in to the show. Hello and welcome to episode 64 of the Gut Goddess Show. And this week we're talking about you are what you digest. And so if you are stuck, feeling frustrated that you're not getting the results that you expected from making maybe certain dietary changes, if you are feeling tired and you're bloated and you actually feel like you're making some efforts, you're making some changes, you're trying to see things shift, you're trying to eat better, but you're still feeling kind of crappy, then my friend, this is the episode for you, for sure. But before we dive on in, a couple of things. To everyone that joined me in the Beat the Bloat Challenge last week, thanks. I had so much fun and it was so awesome to hang out with you guys. There's over 1,000 women in the Facebook group and it was just brilliant. So I've decided to leave the Facebook group open. So I now have a free Facebook group, which I'll link to in the show notes that you can join. And I am going to be doing kind of monthly sort of trainings and mini workshops in there. So if you're listening to this and you're like, Kezia, I'd like to connect with you more, then head over to my Facebook group. The link to that is in the show notes. Or I think on Facebook, if you just search Kezia Hall in the group section, it should come up there and you can request to join on there. So that's the first thing. Second thing is if you haven't done the Gut Goddess quiz yet, then you should. I mean, I feel like I grew up spending a lot of my life buying Ms. Magazine and doing all the quizzes in there. Like, you know, bearing in mind, there were probably all like quizzes on which Hanson band member would you marry? Or, you know, which I could tell you hands down at the time, I was always going to marry Zach. Although now I'm more partial to Taylor. Anyway, those of you that like Hanson, they were a band in the 90s. They're still going strong. And I missed them playing in Glasgow last year. They actually were playing here and I didn't know until the day of. Gutted, absolutely gutted. I was also incredibly pregnant and just puking, so probably wasn't going to go anyway. But anyway, do the quiz. Anyway, supernaturallyhealthy.org or .co.uk/quiz. It's free and it'll hopefully help you figure out what the heck is going on in your body. What, like, it's a bit of a health assessment, really, an online health assessment. I can't hop on the phone with everyone, so I created this quiz just to give you more information of what is going on in your body, and then you get sent a free action plan based on what result that you get, which is fun. Otherwise, just thinking of any exciting life updates happening in my life. Someone asked me this the other day. They're like, so what's been going on since I last saw you? I was like, I've been painting the skirting boards in my hall. That's my life update, guys. I've been doing some DIY. But thank you to everyone who has left a review as well. I just checked in this morning and I have 32 reviews on the podcast. But guys, I would love that to be 50 reviews on the podcast. Now, the reason for that is the more reviews you have, the more visible this podcast is. And I create this podcast to help change women's lives and to shift culture ultimately in this country around health so that people can feel empowered, equipped, and educated on simple things that they can do to see big results. This is a podcast I do every week. It costs me money to run this podcast. It costs me time. It costs me energy. It costs me, you know, all of those kind of stuff. And I'm so happy and it's a privilege to run it. But if you enjoy this podcast, I would love it if you left a review just as a thanks and to help more people, more women get this message, more people get this training that could ultimately help them prevent disease and really shift their life and feel empowered. So thank you to Hannah. She left our most recent one. She said, Kezia is so easy to listen to. I always feel more positive after listening. Oh, thanks. The podcast makes a healthy lifestyle and healing feel accessible and achievable. So if you haven't left me a podcast, go over to iTunes. So it's find the Gut Goddess Show in your kind of iTunes app on your computer or on your phone or on your tablet. So actually search for the Gut Goddess Show, even if you're subscribed, then you'll see ratings and reviews. Click on that. You'll see all the other ratings and you'll see a button that says write a review. Write a review. It can literally be a sentence. and be honest as well. So I would love it if you haven't done that, if you would go and do that now. Okay, let's go on with the show. You are what you digest. That is the topic we're looking at today. So before we dive into that, I just want to paint a little picture and see if this resonates with you. So you listen to this podcast, so you're obviously interested and mindful of your health and want to see it improve. You want to maintain it. You're aware that what you eat matters. You maybe have a couple of health issues going on that you feel maybe slightly unsatisfied at the kind of conventional route that you've been given, or you want to add and supercharge the conventional approach with some holistic approaches and nutrition. You know that what you eat is important. You have a bookshelf with some recipe books on that are good. You maybe listen to other podcasts that are in the health space and mindset and all of that kind of thing. You feel like you've probably made some good changes to your diet. Maybe you've introduced green smoothies, or maybe you know that dairy or gluten or or nuts aren't your friend. Maybe you've really addressed your relationship with refined sugar and you've really reduced the sugar that's in your diet, and you've ditched the Diet Cokes or the Dr. Peppers, or if you're in Scotland, the Iron Brew, and you feel like you've actually made some really good steps, and you do eat vegetables. It's not like, you know, vegetables aren't this foreign food to you. You eat fruit and vegetables every day. But despite all of this, you maybe still feel a little bit shit, just to put it bluntly. You still feel tired. You still get bloated. You maybe still have hormonal issues. You still, you know, that initial change that you saw when you initially ditched gluten or sugar or whatever it is was significant and amazing, but you've not really seen that full, like that was kind of like 20%. And you're still living with this 80% of the fatigue, feeling tired, unrefreshed. Maybe it's bloating. Maybe it's the PCOS. Maybe it's the belly fat that will not move. Maybe it's the kind of mental health issues like anxiety and depression. Maybe you really felt like your changing your relationship with sugar and eating less sugar helped with that, but you're kind of at a bit of a stalemate now. Maybe, you know, whatever other health issues going on. Maybe it's your thyroid. Maybe when you first, you know, you've been diagnosed with a thyroid issue, you got rid of gluten, and you felt a lot better, but you still feel that kind of wading through treacle, like the feeling, which is all totally normal. And this is a problem that I have a lot when I chat to clients about working with them. They kind of come to me a little bit confused. They know their diet isn't perfect. They know they maybe like gin or wine or sugar or whatever it is. There's, you know, there's something that's not maybe perfect, but they feel like they're eating relatively well, but they're still feeling a bit rubbish. And the reason for this would be coming down to today's topic, which is you are what you digest. So I want to talk about this week because I recently ran my Beat the Bloat Challenge, which if you've not done that, it's awesome. You should make sure you stay tuned for another one. I've just done one, so to be honest, it's not going to be happening anytime soon because they are a lot of work from my part. And this is something I talk about in the training and actually conversations I have with women all the time, and men as well. But it's really important. We are what we digest. So a lot of the time we have, you are what you eat, so don't eat crap because you'll feel crap. And you know, that's not bad necessarily. I just don't feel, it's not very accurate. So you are what you digest is a much better kind of approach to have. So for example, you could be like, Kezia, you know, I start my day with a green smoothie, or maybe with poached eggs and spinach and onion or whatever. You know, I have my kale in my smoothie, or, I'm eating kale, I'm eating vegetables. But if you're not able to digest those vegetables, then those vegetables could potentially be making you feel crap. I shock a lot of my clients sometimes, because I'll actually suggest to clients, especially with more severe digestive issues going on, to avoid vegetables almost completely for a period of time, not forever, for a period of time, just because the fibrous nature of them can be really irritating to really inflamed digestive systems. These would be people with really severe IBS, or maybe they have an IBD, so an irritable bowel disease going on, like Crohn's, colitis, that kind of thing. You really want to strip that back. And that is because it is so important that we get our digestive system to an optimal place. So, so important. So if you want to know a bit more about this, in episode, I think it was 50, I talked about digestion 101. So I'm not going to dive into the real specifics here, but I really felt like I want to talk about this topic because when you really embrace this idea that we are what we digest, it actually totally changes your approach to what you eat, to how you support your hormones, how you support maybe your digestion, how you get rid of things like IBS or PCOS or whatever syndrome you may have out there, metabolic syndrome, you know, these kinds of things. It can make a big difference. So we are what we digest means you could be eating kale, and kale is full of nutrients, full of minerals. It's a great nutrient-dense food. And it's a vegetable. It's got fiber in there. You know, there's a reason it's become so popular. There's kale chips everywhere and kale going in smoothies and kale. So it's a great food to have, sure. But when you take it into your body, if you are not able to almost dismantle it into these tiny little molecules that are the right size to be absorbed through this barrier that is your intestine, so the intestinal lining of your meters, the intestines take up a lot of space in your body. There's a barrier there. You have your epithelial cells, and then you break down your kale into these small molecules. You want them not too big, not too small, kind of right amount, the right sort of size, to pass through this barrier to then get taken to your liver. The liver kind of does a once over on it and to be like, is this safe for the body? Are we all right to let this pass? It'll go through the liver. And then the liver will go, yep, thumbs up. This kale has just given us loads of great nutrients. There's been iron in there and magnesium. Great, 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 great. And then it will go whoosh, out to the rest of the body. It'll go to your cells to make energy, ATP. It will go to your heart. The magnesium will go all over to your heart. It'll go to your brain. Now, that obviously is a more of a metaphorical. That's not actually the accurate scientific nature of what it does, but that's kind of the journey of what digestion looks like. And if you are eating the healthy food, but you're still feeling crap, chances are is that you've got a disconnect in this middle part of you're eating the healthy food, but the result is you're still feeling rubbish. Chances are that actually the process of once that food is in your body, the actual process of digestion is not optimal. So the whole process of digestion is you take a lump of kale, you see it, it's in front of you. Imagine you're holding it in your hand right now. And then you want that lump of kale to basically get into your bloodstream and into your organs. So as you can imagine, there's quite a lot of work that needs to happen from that lump of kale on your plate or in your hand, or that apple in your hand, or that Twix in your hand, or whatever. It's quite a lot of work to get it from that form into these really small things that can go through this kind of barrier that is your intestines, that can go through your kind of filtration system in your liver and then go out towards the body. There's quite a lot involved. There's a chemical process of digestion. So we have chemicals like your stomach acid, your pancreas releases lots of digestive enzymes. You have your bile, which is made by your liver, stored in your gallbladder, which is essential for fat digestion. You have lots of other components, your probiotics, your good bacteria play a role in digestion. So you have this chemical part of digestion. Then you also have a mechanical part. So all around your actual stomach, the organ of your stomach, you have these layers of different muscles, which help, you know, to churn basically your stomach to get all this food, kind of a bit like a washing machine, you know, turning it round. There's that mechanical part of it. You also have movement of that food, that kind of partially digested food that we call chyme, all through the intestines. That's kind of, again, then as it's getting absorbed into the body, there's a whole movement part. You have these different valves opening and closing, one with the esophagus, one into the small intestine. You have your ileocecal valve. There's lots of moving parts, guys, when it comes to your digestion. And then obviously you need to poop it out. And, you know, pooing is not a passive process. Chewing, not a passive process. It's something you've got to do. So there's loads of different parts. And so it's really, really important. I find that people can often just get really frustrated And when people feel frustrated about the food they're eating versus how they're feeling, they can often then start looking for these quick fixes. These, oh, well, I heard that B12 will help everything, or a probiotic, that will solve everything in my life. You know, we can look for these quick fixes because we feel frustrated. And what I really want to share in this episode was, chances are, if you are not feeling great, one of the areas, not the only area, but one of the key areas you want to look at, and what I will look at with all my clients, whether or not they have digestive symptoms, guys. You know, I work with a lot of people with IBS, horrible digestive symptoms, terrible bowels, all those kinds of things, for sure. But I will also look at this, even if someone's like, nah, I don't want to get bloated, my back, go to the toilet once, twice a day, I have no digestive issues, I will still address this process of digestion, because it is how we get the nutrients of what we're eating into our body and into our bloodstream. And if that's not optimal, then we're not necessarily able to absorb as much of the nutrients from the awesome food that we are eating. And that can cause a lot of problems, because often when we think about vitamins and minerals like vitamin C or iron or magnesium, we can kind of often think of them as like, I don't know, nice optional extras, you know, like you would take a vitamin, a supplement of a vitamin, and it's nice if you're not depleted in your vitamins, but it's not that big a deal. Whereas actually things like magnesium plays an essential role in the kind of chemical reaction that is producing energy. It plays an essential role in your cardiac health. The body's not like, well, if I have magnesium, that would be great. I'm sure we'd find a function for it. But you know, whatevs. It's really important. And it's not just magnesium. It's vitamin C. The body doesn't make vitamin C. The body doesn't, you know, things like iron, these are essential parts, and the body is super adaptable. It can manage, and it is wired to survive. So if you're not getting enough iron, if you're not getting enough magnesium, the body will figure it out to a certain degree. Obviously, I'm sure many of you have been to the doctors where you're like, oh, I'm so tired. And the doctor's like, your iron is in the floor. And you're like, oh, and then you start taking iron, you start eating iron rich food like liver and green veggies, and you're like, whoa, well, I feel so much better. I remember that I recently had a baby, so about 8 months ago, and lost loads of blood in the delivery, like many mums do. And I started to take like several different forms of iron, and I was like, whoa, oh yeah. And when I didn't take it for a few days, I was like, oh. And then I would take it again and be like, oh yeah, my body really needs this. So vitamins and minerals are really essential for you to feel good. And digestion is a really important part of that process. So I suppose today's episode is really a question of, you know, if you're not feeling how you want to feel, how is your digestion? And some of you will have digestive issues, say bloating, say reflux, indigestion. You only poop once a week. Or maybe you poo like four or five times a day, and you never really feel like you're finished or done or emptied, or like it just feels like a drama. It's uncomfortable. At the end of the day, you're sore, you're bloated, you've got cramps. You maybe got reflux. That means you have to like basically go to sleep propped up in pillows. I had a client once that basically had to sleep sitting up, and their reflux was so bad. They'd just gotten to the point where they couldn't really sleep that well anymore. They couldn't really lie down, and it was completely debilitating. So there'll be a bunch of you listening to this in that camp. But then also some of you will be like, well, I get a bit bloated, but it's not major. It's not a big issue, Kezia. And I poo every other day, like whatever. It's not really a drama. But maybe you have things like PCOS going on, maybe endometriosis. Maybe you actually are really struggling with depression, and you're really struggling to see that shift. And we know, I've talked before, I think it was on episode 56 about depression and anxiety. We know that we produce serotonin in our gut. So if you are feeling depressed and you're not feeling, you know, your mental health is suffering, it's probably got a lot to do with your digestion, even if you're not feeling bloated all the time, just because so much of our neurotransmitter activity takes place in our gut. So it's really, if you're feeling really frustrated, then work on your digestion. Now you might be thinking, well, Kezia, what can I do about my digestion? Well, my friend, I've got a couple of really quick tips here. Now, a lot of the stuff I do, most of my podcasts, my website, supernaturallyhealthy.co.uk or supernaturallyhealthy.org, both will send you to the same place. There's tons of information about digestion, about gut health, about supporting that, loads of information. So a couple of things that you can do. Number one is chew your food better. And I mean, I am constantly working on this myself. But like we talked about, chewing is that mechanical digestion. You're beginning that mechanical, that movement of digestion. Also in your mouth, you've got some secretion of digestive enzymes as well going on, like amylase. And so you want the food to be in your mouth long enough in order for that to kickstart that digestion, to get it things chewed up into a small amount, to get that digestive kind of secretions going, to begin that process. And I mean, I am just as bad at this, but I know a lot of us just wolf food down. We just kind of go like one, two, swallow, one, two, swallow, one, two, swallow. Whereas I really want you to think, next time you eat a meal, just count how many chews you would do normally when you were eating, and then just think about extending that. Try, say you maybe you do three chews and then swallow. Try going for five or six chews and then a swallow. Just to be mindful of that. So that's number one, chewing your food. I know it's not very sexy. I know it's not like a supplement you can buy, but it's free and it's a really helpful thing to do. Otherwise, we're just wolfing down our food too fast. So that's number one, chewing your food. Number two is breathing before you eat. I know that sounds weird because we breathe automatically, but taking a little bit of time. So say you have a busy day and by the time you get to lunchtime, your morning has just been a bit hectic. Maybe you're like me and you have kids, so you're up at 6 and you've done like a trazillion things by 8 o'clock. Maybe you have been in the office, maybe you've got a deadline, maybe you've done a presentation, maybe you commute a lot for your job and you left the house at like 3 a.m. to get on a plane to get to blah and you're in a meeting and then by lunchtime you're like, ugh, whatever it is. Maybe you're a combination of all of the above. Take just a couple of minutes. Now, I love really thinking about, you know, back in the day, traditionally, we'd often say grace before a meal. I don't know what the traditional thing is, but there would be like a prayer you would say to say thanks for your dinner. We always had a funny one growing up that was a bit silly. But actually, I think that's a really nice approach to have. It helps to slow down your breathing. So if before, say, lunch, you've had a hectic day, you literally take 10 seconds. You don't need to spend hours doing this, just to go, take some deep breaths and just spend a couple of minutes being thankful and grateful for the food you have. Just, it doesn't need to be deep, it doesn't need to be super serious. Just some deep breaths and just think, I'm so grateful that I have food so readily available to me. That food, you know, isn't a struggle. That I can afford whatever else I have. And thinking, you know, you can go as deep or as shallow on this as you like, but it's so powerful. And what that process will do is actually shift your nervous system and get your nervous system into a parasympathetic state. And that's the state we digest optimally in. If you're trying to digest food in a go, 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 I'm on the go, I've got so much to do, I'm picking up the kids, I'm really stressed, I've got this, I've got this. If you are trying to eat a meal in that stage, your body isn't thinking. Your body is focused on survival. It's focused on producing kind of adrenaline. It's focused on fight, flight, and freeze. It's not going to channel its energy into digestion. And digestion is a pretty energetic process. It takes a lot of the body's energy actually just to digest food. So it's going to divert some of that energy away from digestion and into keeping you on the go. So it's really important that you flick the switch. I talk about this with my clients. Flick the switch from go, go, go mode into, okay, lunch. Thank you for this wrap. Thank you for this salad. I'm so lucky that I can go into a shop and pick a lunch and sit and eat it for 5 minutes. I'm so, thank you. And you can, if you believe in God, you can say thank you to God. If not, just generally cultivate gratitude. And I think, like, guys, I'm not saying you need to sit and meditate for 5 minutes before you eat dinner. No. I'm literally saying take 10 seconds. 10 seconds just to go. You know, you can do it as a family of just, thank you for this meal. Thank you, whoever made it, whether it's a person or a delivery service. Thank you for this food. Thank you that we have each other. Thank you for this day. Thank you. I mean, if you get really stuck, you can just thank God or the world or the universe that you have air to breathe and a heart that beats. That's all. If I'm having a really struggling day, I'll always go back to these basics of, I have air to breathe and my heart is still beating. Those that is enough to be grateful for. And you might be like, what's this got to do with digestion? This really helps to optimize your digestion again, because your body shifts nervous state and you send a message to your body that it's safe. You send a message to your body that it can start to channel its energy into producing stomach acid, into doing all these different things that are involved in optimal digestion. So that's number two. Number three, which can be really, really helpful, is to do a fast overnight. And you might be thinking, what? Kezia, the F word? Fasting? Now, before you fly off the handle, this is actually really easy. When you go to bed, you're fasting. Hence, break fast. Breakfast. So you say you go to bed 11, you have breakfast 7:30. You're already fasting between 11 and 7:30. So that's what? Maybe if you're sleeping 8 hours, you're getting about a minimum of 8 hours fast. So what you want to try and do is just slowly start to extend this to ideally about 12 hours, meaning you'd finish eating your dinner, say by 7:30. Then you don't eat anything until 7:30 the next day. Really simple. Now, for some of you now, depending on shift work, that might be trickier, but it's really being mindful of giving your digestion a break. That's what we're talking about here, is overnight, if you can give your digestion 12 hours of not having to do this intensive process of breaking down food into easy molecule forms, of using chemicals and the mechanical, it's a hectic process for the body too. If you can give your body a break for 12 hours, up to 12 hours, then that can be so helpful for your digestion and helping it heal, but also in terms of helping with your insulin resistance. So if you're struggling with belly fat, this can be a really helpful thing for that, because it can support helping kind of resensitize your cells to insulin, which is really important. It's really helpful for your own body's kind of detox pathways. It can often deepen sleep. If you're eating a meal at 10 o'clock, 9:30, and then you're going to bed, that's actually not going to help you to have that real quality of sleep. It often can, because your body's actually doing this active process of digestion, and it can really interrupt sleep often. So it's got loads of benefits to doing it. It can help with weight loss, but equally, if you're not wanting to lose weight, it's not some drastic thing that's going to mean you lose ridiculous amounts of weight, because you're still obviously having your 3 meals a day and maybe a snack. You're just not eating just before going to bed, basically. You really want to give yourself at least 3 hours from your meal to bedtime, ideally 4. So for example, last night I was out and I was leaving the house at 7. So I'd finished all my eating for the day by 7. And then I didn't have breakfast today until about 8 o'clock. So it does take a little bit of getting used to, because I used to be a total 9 p.m., 9:30, just have a little snack time because I'd be hungry. But what I actually learned is if I'm hungry at 9 o'clock at night, it's because I've not eaten enough in the day. So for me now, if I get hungry at night, I will just eat as well if I'm genuinely hungry, because I'm still breastfeeding and sometimes I don't quite eat enough. But it's often, if I'm constantly hungry at night, it's because I need to eat more during the day. I need to eat more for breakfast, especially eat more for lunch, eat more for dinner, and maybe have a snack. So for me at the moment with breastfeeding, I have 3 meals a day and normally one snack in the afternoon at about 3 o'clock, because I have a really early lunch, or I might have another snack in the morning. It depends. But I keep it all within a 12-hour eating window, so I can have a 12-hour fasting window at night. And that's a really easy, free strategy that you can do that not only helps your digestion, but it can also really support your immune system, detox pathways, hormones, help with belly fat, all of that sort of stuff. So those are some 3 really easy steps that you can do to support your digestion. There's loads more information on my website. Again, you can go to episode 50 as well, where I talk about optimal digestion. You can just search digestion in to my website. I'll also link to some other really great posts about fermented foods and IBS and what's going on to really help. But I would really encourage you, if you're feeling frustrated and stuck in your health and you just don't know what to do, you don't know how to make progress, then I would really consider working on optimizing your digestion, because you are what you digest. So you could be eating all the healthy food, but if you're not digesting it well, then it's not going to be doing you good. And a great example of this is the whole debate around dairy. So lots of people are like, dairy's good, dairy's bad. You know, actually dairy has lots of great nutrients in if you're getting good quality dairy. So your average pasteurized, homogenized dairy that you get from the shop and the supermarket, I would call that junk food. But your kind of organic, ideally raw milk can be a great source of nutrients. Raw butter, maybe that made into kefir or homemade yogurt. I used to make my own cream cheese back in the day because I used to source my milk directly from a farm, raw milk from there. And that is a great source of nutrients. So the nutrient status of that food was good, but because my digestion was so poor, I wasn't digesting that food well. So that nutrient-dense, healthy food was becoming toxic and inflammatory to my body. So I had to not eat it. So this is where often a lot of the confusion comes in, because people are like, well, beans and pulses are really good, but if you're not digesting them, you're not getting any of the goodness from them. So you are what you digest. And if you know, Kezia, you've just read my life out loud and you are ready to, and you're just feeling stuck and you're fed up and you don't really know what to do, then do head over to my website and check out the Work With Me page. I have a 14-week program called the Belly Program, where we really look at supporting your digestion, getting your energy back, getting your hormones on balance, and we dive deep. It's a private one-to-one consultation, and it's honestly, it's phenomenal. I've got a client at the moment who came to me and was really struggling just with constipation, had been constipated for years, was tired, wanted to lose a bit of weight, bloated, a whole bunch of other stuff, some hormonal issues, those kinds of things. And literally within probably, we're like 5 or 6 weeks now in, into our program, and she's pooping fine, no drama, no bloating, feeling great, energy better, hormones are starting to balance. Honestly, when you optimize digestion, you can start to feel better so much quicker than you imagined. Really, really can. And this is also, if you have hormonal issues as well, this is a great place for that. So anyway, if you're interested, if you know you're ready to take the next step, you are sick of trying to stab in the dark alone, grasping at straws that you Google, then come and work with me in my online nutrition practice. Otherwise, thank you for your time. Thank you. Just take a bit of time to be proud of yourself for investing in your health, for going against the grain, going against the norm, and actually investing and realizing that what you eat is important, and that investing in yourself means that you can serve the world in a much greater and more powerful way. When you get your digestion healthy, when your energy is optimal, when you really look after yourself, honestly, you can get on with living your life and do beautiful things in the world. So thank you for joining me. If you have any questions, you can get in touch at either Instagram or Facebook. Both of those are under, you can just search for Supernaturally Healthy and follow me there. Otherwise, I'll see you next week for another episode. Sending you lots of love. Bye.